You missed again. Do you want to try another one? Come on. It's a huge target. Yes, I did just say I have a big mouth. We've known that for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's a tiny marshmallow. You can do it. Come on. What kind of throw was that? I think you're just trying to miss. I don't actually know what's going on in the movie. Since we shut off the sound, I haven't really been paying attention. This is why we pick movies that we've seen when we do this. Yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm glad that I decided to come over. Well, it's not a big deal. I was just gonna go hang out with some friends, but I'd rather be here with you, so. Yes, really. Yeah. Well, first of all, you're my best friend, and that trumps all others. So, there's that. And there's just something about being dragged around a mall to store after store and waiting outside fitting room after fitting room, and then hearing them argue about what to eat in the food court just isn't all that appealing. I mean, when you're in high school, maybe, but now, not so much. So, when given the opportunity to hang out with my absolute favorite human, I'm gonna go that way instead. Yeah. Totally. You seem surprised that I would rather spend time with you. Why wouldn't I? Okay. You good? All right, toss the next marshmallow. We gotta get at least a couple in, because we're gonna have to clean up the mess, so we gotta make it worth it. Okay, what's up? Well, you just went all serious on me. One minute we're throwing marshmallows and talking about how you're my favorite human, and now you're sitting there serious like you're preparing for an exam or something. What's going on? Well, you look sort of disappointed. Did I say something? Okay. Yeah. You're my best friend. Why wouldn't I want to spend time with you? What am I missing here? Okay. I haven't seen you have this much trouble getting words out since we were in like 7th grade and had to do that speech class. Where we had to give that speech on whatever president we chose, and you were tongue-tied right from the get-go. I'm getting vibes of that. So what's going on? You never have a hard time telling me things. Mm-hmm. You can tell me anything, you know that. It's part of the whole best friend package. Again, did I say something wrong? Okay. You don't want to be my best friend. Okay, do you want me to go? I'm a little confused. I'm a little slow on the uptake today, aren't I? Yeah. No, I get it now. I'm gonna save you some trouble here, because you seem to be struggling. You were hoping that I chose to come here instead of going with my friends because it was more than just a best friend thing. right? And by not wanting to be my best friend, you don't mean you don't want to be friends anymore. You want to be more than that. Am I right? Okay. Stop. Don't. Okay. Hold on. Shh. Stop. It's okay. You don't need to be uncomfortable. You don't need to be upset. I'm processing for a second. You can't just say something like that to a girl and then bolt. That's not fair. Besides, you gotta help me clean up the marshmallows. And it's kind of your house, so you can't just leave. Mm-hmm. There's that smile. Okay, take a deep breath. Well, we're going to talk about this. That's what we do, right? So, how long has this been a thing? Well, a long time isn't really specific. I see. That is a long time. Well, no, I just never wanted to say anything. You heard me. Yeah. You're not alone. No, you're not. Well, there's a reason my last two boyfriends didn't work out and were really short-lived. Because they just don't measure up to this really amazing guy that's already in my life. And, well, when you've already got somebody like that, why keep trying? Even if he's only your best friend. What do you mean, why didn't I say anything? Why didn't you say anything? I know. That's kind of why I didn't approach the subject. You don't exactly have a lot of experience with this stuff, and I didn't want to make it weird. Yeah. Totally. If I had known you were thinking the same thing, I would have said something. Yeah. I mean it. I wanted to make sure you were ready for something like this, to even hear something like that, whether you felt the same or not. I wanted to make sure you were ready to even hear it before I said anything. Yeah. But since you said it first, well, I guess you're ready. Give me your hand. Not so scary, right? Lace your fingers through mine. Yeah, I feel it. Oh, shush. Yes, we know my hands are always cold. And yours are always warm, so it works. Yeah, it's good. What do you want to do about this? Everything, huh? Well, this night just took a turn, didn't it? Your hand is shaking. Okay, let's not put the cart before the horse. Yeah. Come here. Lean forward a little bit. Close your eyes. Part your lips just a little bit. Good. Is that okay? Nice and slow. You catch on quick. That was good. That was your first kiss, wasn't it? Good. I'm glad. No. The idea of being the first is, first of all, a huge privilege, and second of all, really, really exciting. I just want to make sure I do it right. Yeah. Kiss me again. Hold on. Well, I haven't shown you the best part yet. Roll onto your side, facing me. Yeah. Here, put your arm under my neck. I'm gonna press my back up against you. Wrap your arms around me. There. Now I'm completely surrounded by you. Tired. It's been a big hour or so. Just hold me. Feels so safe. Feels like this is where I'm meant to be. With you. I love you. I do. Well, I'm glad. Get some rest. Yeah. I'll be right here. I can't go anywhere. You've got me locked tight against you. Yeah, we'll get some rest and then... There are so many more firsts that I want to share with my favorite person.